find your better. There's a coffee shop I like to go right sometimes, and there's a gym that I pass on the way. I love to look in and see people working out, and the other day I caught a glimpse of a big illuminated sign that they have on their wall that says, "Find your better." I thought it was interesting. Not find your perfect or even find your best. No, find your better. I like this a lot because I think it's really where our focus should be when it comes to improvement of any sort. Let's take exercise, for example. While many say, do your best or put forth your best effort, I'm more inclined to advise someone to do better. Do better than what, though? Well, that's up to you. It could mean to do better than yesterday or do better than you're doing right now. I mean, how often can we say we give 100% to our fitness efforts? I'll tell you that I don't. I may give 80% or sometimes 90%, but I rarely give 100%. Granted, you don't have to give 100% to get results anyway, but you do have to challenge yourself. In other words, you do have to do better in order to get better. So when it comes to fitness, where can you find your better? It could mean pushing yourself just a little harder, and I'm speaking to myself here too. It could also mean hitting the gym one more day a week than you do now, or getting in 500 more steps a day than you do now. The same philosophy can apply to your nutrition habits. How can you find your better? Maybe it's drinking more water on a daily basis. Maybe it's eating more veggies. If you're trying to move toward a plant-based diet, maybe it's committing to a meatless Monday. If you're trying to build a mindfulness practice and your current meditation record is meditating for 1 minute before you lose your focus on your breathing, maybe finding your better means going for 1 minute and 30 seconds. You see where I'm going here. In any area where you're trying to do better, you can incorporate this find your better principle. And it sort of takes the pressure off, doesn't it? For me, at least it does. If I know I don't have to perform perfectly or else it's a bust, it was a waste of time, which is not true at all in the first place, then there's not so much riding on it. When I speak in front of an audience or I'm a guest on a podcast, for example, there are things I want to get better at the next time I do it. I think, how can I do just a little better next time? And that's actually exciting rather than debilitating. And I hope you feel the same way when it comes to anything you want to improve. Nobody performs perfectly, even when it looks like they do. Professional athletes or dancers can tell you this. What looks like a flawless performance to us isn't to them. They can tell you every time they were going too fast or going too slow, when they turned their body first when they were supposed to turn their head first, or when they hit the wrong note, for example. And this is after hours and hours and weeks and months and years of practice. So what makes us think that there's not room for some improvement in our own endeavors? There's always room for us to grow, especially when it comes to our health and wellness, to eat better, to move more often, to drink more water, to eat less sugar, to be more mindful, and so on. This week, think about all the areas in your health, wellness, and self-care where you can find your better. Think about what better would look like. Again, not perfect, just better. And guess what? When you find your better, there's always more better to be found after that, followed by that great sense of accomplishment that always comes with improvement. Find your better this week. I promise I'll be doing the same. Let's do it together. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.